What do you make of the group you got working in spring this game?
Yeah, really excited. I think we have a lot of talented guys. It's the same thing every spring, just a matter of trying to put the puzzle together. But, you know, having practice yesterday, it was good to see them out and running and getting to work with them. But I think it's a really conscientious group, a group that, at least through practice one, did a really nice job at focusing on the drill work we were using and then implementing it in the crossover period. So, but it's a great group. It's just different through the years. You know, you look at the room initially and you don't see Keaton Bills there anymore, or Satawa. And so it's a little bit of a realization, but I do feel we have a lot of talented guys that we have a chance to be pretty good.
You've got a couple really talented young guys at tackle, Caleb Lomu and Spencer Fano. What's going to be the key for them this spring in their own development?
Yeah, so with Spencer specifically, you know, in the off season, we took a look at all of his past sets from the Florida game up until the Northwestern game, and to see the progression he made from game one to game 13 was very noticeable. And my challenge to him was, you've got to start from that spot on day one. There is no easing into it. And he has high goals for himself. And in order for him to achieve those, he's got to take a big step forward this year. And so that's my challenge to him. You bring up Caleb. You know, Caleb is somebody that came in at about 260 pounds. He's up to 295 pounds. And so combining just the body weight, he's got to continue to develop in the weight room, and so we have a training cycle right now, another one in the summer, and so he's going to be a really special player for us, and hopefully sooner rather than later.
Those two have unique athleticism for offensive linemen, and you know, at that tackle position. Is there a possibility where that adds to what you do offensively, having athletic tackles like that?
Yeah, it's ironic that you bring that up. We're looking at different screens and things like that, pin and pull plays where we can get them out in space. And so certainly that type of athleticism does lend itself to maybe some more variety in our plays that maybe we didn't have, you know, implemented in the past, but that remains to be seen in terms of what we're going to end up doing. But yeah, certainly they're athletic guys.
And then, at center, Cole Ifeanyi, you seem to kind of settle in at that spot. How vital is that center position in terms of the overall health and performance of the offensive line?
Yeah, I think, you know, I do think Jaron will get an opportunity to try to win his spot back. You have Johnny Maya, who's working his way back from being injured, but that position is critical in the fact that that's the starting point, so to speak, of all of our communication up front, the type of front it is, what are our goals, and so that's a position that, I mean, you got to have a high football intellect, and certainly all three of those guys have it, but the more comfortable the rest of the group is because they're hearing the same voice making those calls, that certainly is a benefit.
And Isaiah Garcia, first impression of him?
Yeah, he's another really athletic dude. I went through yesterday's practice, had no mental errors, extremely conscientious kid. I think, again, he's going to be a really special player for us. He'll be... you know, challenged physically once we put on our, you know, the pads to see what he looks like, you know, for the first time against college, college defensive end. But in terms of day one impression, very, very pleased and excited about him.
Thanks, Coach.